Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, March the 18th, 2008. Unknown gunman kill a Palestinian man in the West Bank while an Israeli settler is stabbed in Jerusalem. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian sources reported that unknown gunmen opened fire at Al-Bid al-Karim al-Abit, 75, killing him in the village of Bain Amin near the northern West Bank city of Qalqilya on Tuesday afternoon. Local sources allege Abit's son to be a collaborator with the Israeli army after he was involved in the death of a Palestinian youth during the First Intifada. Abit's son was attacked by Palestinian resistance fighters in the early 1990s, but escaped and is now living in an Israeli-controlled area. An Israeli settler was stabbed on Tuesday morning near Damascus Gate in Jerusalem's Old City, eyewitnesses said. Witnesses added that the man, reported to be a rabbi, was walking near the gate when an unknown man stabbed him several times in the neck. Israeli medical sources stated that the man sustained moderate wounds. Israeli police sources said that an Israeli police officer chased the attacker, but he managed to escape, leaving behind the knife used in the attack. Israeli police sources maintain that the attack was politically motivated. Also on Tuesday, the Israeli army targeted several areas of the West Bank and kidnapped at least 23 Palestinians, local sources reported. Eyewitnesses stated that most of the kidnappings took place in the cities of Jenin, Qalqilya, Nablus and Tokaram, as well as operations in Ramallah and Bethlehem. Among those kidnapped by the army today was Fawaz Khalifa, 48, from Bethlehem City. Khalifa is reported to be a leader in the Islamic Jihad movement. Meanwhile, on Tuesday at midday, a group of Palestinian resistance fighters escaped an Israeli army ambush in the village of Sababda, located south of Jenin City in the northern West Bank. Palestinian sources said that at least 20 Israeli armoured vehicles stormed the village of Sababda on Tuesday morning, surrounded the local mosque. Israeli military figures claimed that Palestinian resistance fighters were hiding inside. The Islamic Jihad movement announced that the attack on Sababda targeted a group of their fighters. In a statement faxed to the press, the group revealed that their fighters escaped the area long before the army surrounded the mosque. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Conscious Londres and Ghassan Benoura.